Any morning now you'll meet him, home again for the big games. He's 30 years or more living in upstate New York, and apart from the drawl, the upturned jeans, the check shirt, the hair slicked tight to his head, and the never-ending optimism that this is going to be the year, you wouldn't think he was gone a day.
"Hey, great to see you, big guy,"
he will bellow when he meets you on the main street. "And you not an inch over 5'6" in your stockinged feet.
This is going to be the year. Those sons have broken my heart for 50 years, but you know, I think they're just right this time."
You haven't the stomach to remind him that he told you the same thing last year, and the year before, and the year before that too. So you breathe in deep and try to match his enthusiasm, but he sees right through you. And knows your retort, "Yep, I think you're spot on there," is forced and false.
"That's the problem with you guys living at home here,"
he continues, bringing some championship intensity into the conversation.
"You can't see the wood from the trees. I've seen them all play in the box this year, and there's not one county out there I'd be afraid of."
For a full hour he has you on the ropes, and you angling to get away to drop the children off at the pool, or rush to the bank to fix your interest rates with immediate effect. He hasn't so much read as eaten the Irish Voice all spring. He has pored over every single post on the county page on Hogan Stand. And wonders of technology, he can even recount verbatim contributions made, and by whom, to the
"Tell It To Tom Talk Shop"
on the local radio every Friday evening. He has all the stats, if perhaps not all the discernment appropriate to such relentless absorption of information. He knows that the new fullback used to be a boxer in his youth.
"Just what we need. Someone who can use the Dukes, but the fear of God in them."
He also knows the new corner forward has scored a goal in every game he's played for the club since he was 6 years of age.
"That guy could sniff out a goal in a confessional box."
And damn it to hell if he doesn't also know that the county manager is taking the brilliant, if wayward, centre-half forward for special training 2 evenings a week.
"If that so-and-so last 3 stone, he'd be the best you ever seen."
Saturday night, when others in the local are playing it low-key and close to their chests, having suffered unspeakable disappointments in the past, he's feverishly trying to brew up a storm. He dedicates his karaoke version of "Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree" to the team, and urges everyone to
"get behind the guys tomorrow, they'll do us proud."
Alas, it is destined to end in tears. If not in the provincial final, then the next day. A 6-point collapse, 2 men sent off, the manager pilloried high up and low down, and chastened and subdued, he'll make a sheepish return to his adopted country one lonely Tuesday morning from Shannon Airport. He will, as always, get up at the crack of dawn to watch the final in an Irish bar on McLean Avenue. But the smell of stale drink and the sight of the crowd that beat his own crowd leaves him cold, and he'll slip away quietly at half-time to get Mass. God bless him.